Ja, want daar ga je een hei om het bijen. We will after the first third of the Amid. Rab Shimon Shizuri Aymar Afilu Ben Chomei Shonim V'chayresh B'sode Shchites Imoy Metaharos. Now, let us refresh our memory. We had in the Mishnah Machloikis. What is the din if a person shechted the aim? Motza bo ben tisha chai. And after he shechted the aim, he found in the aim a ben tisha chai, a ben tisha chadoshim. It's alive. So Rameya holds ton shchita. Rameya holds in each shchita min ha-teire. The shchita sa aim will not be matter a ben tes chai. And so in each shchita, that's shchitas Rameya, divrei Rameya. The Chachomim Oimrim Shchitas Imoy Metaharosai. The Chachomim hold that no, that even though it's a Ben Tes Chai, the Shchitas Imoy is Materit. That is the Svara of the Chachomim. So it does not need Shchita. And then we had Rab Shimon Shizuri Oimer, Afilu Ben Chomei Shonim, V'chayrish b'sod shchites imay metaros. Rab Shimon Shizuri says that you have this ben pekua was a ben teschai. It's 5 years old now. It's chayrish b'sod. When you want to eat it, you don't have to shecht it. Shchites imay metaros. So l'chayre Rab Shimon Shizuri holds like the chachamim that shchites imay metaros. So we have to understand what was Rab Shimon Shizuri Moisev and the Chachamim. They both say the same thing, that the Shchitas Imoy helps for Uber that was a Ben Tes Chai. So let us see the Gemara. Rab Shimon Shizuri Oimer, Afilu Ben Chomishonim V'chayrish Pasod. So the Gemara asks, Ainu Tanakam. So the Tanakam also said, Tanakamo says that the Shchitas Aim helps by a Ben Tes Chai. Omar Rav Kahane Hifres Al Gabi Karke Ike Binai. The Machloikis between, there's a Machloikis between the Tanakame and Rab Shimon Shizuri. Before we see Rashi in the Veinik, it means like this. Mina Toire, the Tanakame and Rab Shizuri. Rab Shimon Shizuri agree that you don't need shchita. It's a ben tes chai, even though it's a the shchita sa'aim is mater the uber. That's min ha'Torah. Midrabbanan, the chachamim were chayish. We'll see why in Rashi soon that you have to shecht it if it stepped on the ground already. I mean, if it never walked on the ground, memela. So you can eat it without shchita. But if it walked on the ground already, so then you're coming at the problem. So what is this behemoth different than other behemoths? It looks the same. We'll see. Either there's a marasai in the kishayah, there's a chalupi in the kishayah. I mean, if it's walking on the ground, so this behemoth doesn't need shchita, this behemoth needs shchita, we can't be matter such a thing. So the Tanakama holds, it is only mutter if it never walked on the ground. But never stepped foot on the ground. That means you took it out of the aim, you killed it, then you're allowed to eat it. But if it stepped on the ground, so there's already a similarity between this animal and all other animals, then mitahabonon, you have to shecht it. And Rab Shimon Shizuri disagrees. Rab Shimon Shizuri holds that a fellow is 5 years old already, it's chayrish and those, and this animal you don't have to shecht, you can eat it without shechita. For the Sirashi. So Trashi Hifris Omad Al Parsoisov, it stood on its 2 feet. Didn't even walk. It stood up a kaponim, it got out of the aim. Or you took it out of the aim and it stood on its 2 feet. L'tana kama, or kivin shaholach, Rashi says it did work. Kivin shaholach, since it worked already, torn shchite midarabonon, midarabonon yini shchite, da'osi l'chlufi lecho behemah b'loi shchite. You'll be machlif this with another behemah, so the Teferes Yaakov says, pshat, I mean, he has a lot of behemoths, so Mimela, he'll think, he'll take another behemoth, and he'll think, this is the behemoth, the Ben Pekua, and the leader without Shechita, so Mimela, so the Tanakama holds, if it Lamaisa, it walks like all other behemoths, it's similar to all other behemoths, midarabonon, you need Shechita. That is what the Alt Osi Lechlufi, the Rosh says, Altmarasayan, people will see, he takes a behemoth and he goes and he doesn't make a Maisa Shechita. People will not know that this is a Ben Pekua. If it's walking around, then so it's no different than the other behemoth, so it's a Marasayan, the Kishayla. That is according to the Tanakam. And Rav Shimon Shizuri says, we made no gzeire whatsoever. Fine. Now let us go to the next Gemara. Omar Rav Misharshiye, L'divrei ha'imar choyshishin l'zera ha'ob. Now Rav Misharshiye says a halacha as follows. L'divrei ha'imar choyshishin l'zera ha'ob. According to the mandioma that yechayish l'zera ha'ob, that means that a vlad is the dinim of the of also is the dinim of oisev es benoi. Ben pekue habo al behima mal yosa. You have a ben pekue habo al behima mal yosa. That was bo al behima mal yosa. So that means mitzad the aim, it needs shchite. Mitzad the av, it doesn't need shchite, because you hold choshishin lezera of, so memele, we have in this behemah, there's a mixture, there's components that don't need shchita, do need shchita. We'll see exactly Rashi and Tosfos. Is a vlad ein loy takone. So you cannot, the vlad, there's no takone. We'll see why Rashi and Tosfos. You can't, this vlad is no takone. Before we go into the particulars of this sugya, I'd like to mention a beautiful vote I saw in the Chassam Sefer. It's very modern. The Rav Misharshi is telling us aloche, a ben pekue, a bo, a beim amal yoso, what the din is. Fine, it's. Now, we are in the middle of the sugya of Rav Shimon Shizuri and the Chachamim. Later, the Muslim is the back of Rav Shimon Shizuri and Chachamim. Shimon Shizuri holds it. It doesn't need shchita, the chamim hold it, doesn't need shchita mid rabbon, and the later we have also either we pass on the pshim and shizuri and the rabbon, and in the middle of nowhere we bring in a psnaw, a new shaila that the shaila of ben pekue was bo al abhima mal yoso, the vlad in the takone. So how does this come in? So the Chassam Sefer brings down a Talmud, told him a beautiful book. Emerson, what is the Sfora of Rav Shimon Shizuri? I mean, the Chachamim were very frum. I mean, this is a dangerous thing. You have a behemoth that, good, Meika Dina doesn't need Shchita, but can get mixed up with other behemoths, as Marasayin. I mean, why wasn't Rav Shimon Shizuri chayish for the Chashoshes of the Chacham? So that's where the Gemara brought down this Gemara. If you have a ben pekue that was bor behima mal yosa, mitzad the ov, there's no din shchita. Mitzad the aim, there's a din shchita, and there's a big problem, and avlad ein lo takona. So, this is the reason of Shimon Shizuri. If you're going to be a flamat, you're going to shecht all behemas, so you're going to get into a murder kikoko now. You shecht all behemas, you won't remember it's your ben pekua, nishta ben pekua, all behemoths we shech. Do you know what's going to happen? It's going to come a moiradiki kilku. You have a ben pekua that's a boa behemoth mal yosa. So if, according to me, this you don't shech, it's because it doesn't need shechita. This you do shech. Fine. So now you'll know the vlad is bitter. The vlad ain't leitakot. But you'll know what you're in for. But if you're going to be a flumak, oh, we shecht all behemoth, so it is. So who's going to remember your bem kol, nish bem kol? I mean, it's milsa the rambalein nishlava daiti, you have to shecht it side by side. So it's going to have a vlad, and you're going to shecht it flum, flum, flum. Rahman and it's long. You'll become a yobinichshol and a nisa. That's why Rav Shimon Shizui said, here's not the mokim to be flum, here you have to go basich haradin, because you have to know, it has to be nirsham, that this behemoth doesn't need shchita, levayin afkemine, if it's bo, al behemoth mal yoso, is avlad ein lo itakot. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, ledivrei ha'ima, who holds that choshishin lezera ha'ov, chanan yehu ba'oisei ve'espenoi, v'koma noig v'scho, as it seems as a machloikis tanoi, if the din of Oisiv as Benoi applies, you're not allowed to shecht the father and the child also, or only the mother and the child. So Hananya holds Choshish in Lezera of, so the father and the child, you're not allowed to shecht Yemech. Ein loy takone. He doesn't have a takone. Sherei hu kimi she'ein loy elo simen echot mitzad imoy. So Rashi says, this child, there are two factors in the leida of this child. He has a father that's shochut. He has a mother that's not shochut. And now we have this child that's born. So Rashi says, "Shereihu kimi she'ein loy elo simin echod mitzad imoy." So like it has one simin that needs to be geshochten. Shas simin hasheini, the second simin, is shochet vaimetu. The second simon is geshochten. Shein shchita neheges boy. Because the second simon is, there's no din shchita on the second simon. Because it's mitzata of, you don't need shchita. Ubeheime bechat simon loimis kashcha. So Rashi says, a beheime with one simen, you can't. So now, if you're going to shecht it, you're only shechting one simen. The other simen is geshochten already. Can't re-shecht the second simen. So you're only shechting one simen. A beheime bechat simen loy miskash. A beheime will not become kosher by shechting one simen. V'hai simne basre loy mitztarif lekama. Now Rashi says, but let's be mitzaref. I mean, it's not that I'm shechting one simen. The other simen is geshochten already. So we have two geshochten simonim. I mean, it's not that I'm shechting one simen. It was born with a geshochten simen, and now I'm shechting the second simen. So what's the problem? Why you can't say she'ein loy ela simen, that he can't be matter with one simen, because it's really this two simonim geshochten. So Rashi says, "Vay simne basa loymet starif lekama, she'in loch hashiya gedoyla mizu," because there's a shiya between the first simon and the second simon. Shari she'in shochot mishenoyla. The first simon was geshochten; it was born with a geshochten in the simon. Fine. That's what Rashi says till now. Now he had mentioned on Daf Samach Tes. I'll mention it again. A beautiful vote from the Chasam Sefer. Some Sefer said, this is very interesting. We have here two parents. One parent is geshochten. Mitzad the of, the child should have both simonim geshochten. Mitzad the aim, the child should have none of the simonim geshochten. So Rashi says, you have a child, so one simon is geshochten and one simon is not geshochten. Well, see, Pesach doesn't like this. So the Chasam Sefer says a beautiful vote, that Rashi held al kaponim in this lashon, that the Gemara says that the boso, the oidem, in the Yetziras Havlat, the father gives the atzomais, the gidim, that's the lovon is from the father, and the boso is from the mother. So zuktach sam seifer, sam emele, we have here two simonim, we have the gargeres and the veishet. So the gargeres is similar to Atzomis. So that's the this simen was created through the father. So, and this simen is a geshochtenish simen. The veishit was created through the mother. That's the boso. So memela. So now we have here a vlad that the kone is geshochten, the kon is geshocht, and the veishet is not geshocht. And so Rashi says, you can't be matar abayim by shechting one simen, and to be mitzar if it with the previous simen, it's a shi, ain't lach a shi, gdei lemizu. V'les lei l'rav mishar shiye, hod amoran l'el dalit zemonim akshe beirachmon. Now Rashi is going to go into a very disputable inyan. We heard before, we learned yesterday about Ayin Hei, Amid Aleph, and Ayin Hei, Amid Beis, in the previous sugya. We heard as follows. If there was a ben tes in a treife, so according to the Chachomim that hold that the Shechita Sa'im helps for a ben tes, so the Gemara says that Rabbi Ami said that the Vlad will be Osa. Why will the Vlad be Osa? Because the Shechita Sa'im, a Shechita of a treife, we mentioned, let's say, one mahalach is not matter b'achila. The shchit of a treife is not matter b'achila. And the uber is the din of the mother, so it's not matter b'achila. So if it's not matter b'achila, so you can't shecht the vlad. That means you shechted the aim, which is also a treife. And the shchit of treife is not matter b'achila, so it's fafal. It's geshocht, and it doesn't have a heter achila. According to the rabbon. And Rava said, Dalet simonim akshe beirachmona. Rava said, Amir de kezach. Not pshat is that if it's geshocht, if you shechted the mother, the vlad is geshochten already. No, no. Pshat is you can eat the vlad through the shchita sa'im. But it has its own simonim also. So if for some reason, the Shechita Sa'im is not matter, fine. So I can now shech the Vlad, and the Vlad will become nitter to its own simonim. That's what Rava said. So Rava was machadish amoyr de kezach. Now this is other some sefer's mabai. Rava was machadish that you're learning the wrong pshat in Ben Pekuah. Not pshat is when you shech the aim ki ilu the Vlad is nishchat. Not true. The Vlad does not need Shechita. That pshat, it doesn't need Shechita. It can become Hutar Ayidei Shechita Sa'im. If for some reason I can't be Soymech on this Eter, let's say the aim was a Treife, or over here, it can't be Nitar Ayidei Shechita Sa'av over here, because here we're talking about a child of a Ben Pekuah, because the aim is a Behem Amal Yosa. So good. So al the shchita of the av is a ben pekuah. So mitzad the av, I don't even have to shchita because this a combination of a behem amal yos and the av. Good. So you can go. So according to Rava, you can go and shech the behem now. It has its own two simonim that you can shech. Not pshat. It's geshochten already. It's too late. It's not geshochten. You have a het to shchita. If I had the kilo, it has a din shachot, but it has its own two simonim also. That was what Rava was machadish. So Rashi says, what's Shad Ram Misharshi? Ram Misharshi says, ein loy takone, the blood is never takone, and it's never takone, shecht it now. The shchitas, the previous shchita is not mekalko, according to Rava. So Rashi says, Ram Misharshi is chaylik on Misharshi is chaylik on Rava. The last layla Misharshi ahod amoran lael dalet simonim achshe beirachmone. He holds that no, it doesn't have its own simonim. Whatever, if it's a ben pekuah or it's a son of a ben pekuah, so memele the simon is geshochten already and you can't reshecht it. So memele, so you have a problem. So one simon is geshochten, one simon is not geshochten. So memele avlad ein leitakon. That is Shitas Rashi. Now let us see Tosfos. Ben pekuah habo al behema mal yosa avlad ein leitakon. So Tosfos ma shepirish bekuntres vareyu kim. So Rashi said three statements. Why ein leitakon? And Rashi says as follows, Ma sheperish pekuntris, derayu kemi she'ein lo yele simen echad mitzad imay. First Rashi says it only has one simen mitzad imay. Number one. Ubehem and ubehem ubechat simen loy miskashre. You can't be matter it with one simen. Vigam perish. The high bath, then Rashi says, good, but you really have two simonim, because the other simon was previously geshochted. The gamperish, Rashi says, the high basra loy mitztarif, Rashi says, the basra loy mitztarif lekamo, she'en lechoshia gedoy lemizu. Rashi says, that the shehia. That's the second thing. Vigam perish, and then Rashi said a third thing. Vilrav Misharshi, less lehodam rinaleo, dalet simonim achshe bei rachman. So Rashi said a whole Megillah over here to explain Rav Misharshi. But one simon is geshochten, so you can't be matter the vlad with one simon, and you can't be mitav with the previous simon, it's shehiye. And also Rav Misharshi doesn't hold like Rove. Zoktoisvis, Vahakol Megumgim. Rashi said three things, and all these three things are wrong. Rashi made a whole Megillah, which the whole thing, not one thing is right. That's what Taisri says. Now, number one. Vafilu hoiso abahim and iteres pisiminechot. Taisri says, Afilu, Rashi assumed, we have here two parents. One, the father is a ben pekuah, the mother is a behemem al yoso. So Rashi says, so one simon is geshochten, one simon is not geshochten, and you can't be mad at behemem with one simon. Zok taisvis, and shundik. The afilu oisa behemem niteres besimenecho. Afilu we will assume, afilu it could be that a behemem is nitter with one simon. Ein la hachshir, the choshib kol simon, v'simen kechetz yoishochet. It's not pshat is that one simen is geshochted and one simen is not geshochted, and now you want to play around, well, let's shech that other simen, we'll be mitzaref with the first simen, let one simen. Taisa says, no, if you have two parents, so each simen is half geshochten. Not it's one geshochten, one not geshochten. Each simen is half geshochten, mitzad, the of both simonim are geshochten, mitzad the aim both simonim are not geshochten, so it comes out, the vlad, each simon is half geshochten. So, the aim, the simon kechetz yeshochet, the aim, tan, roiv simon shi roi leshchite. So it's not, you don't have roiv of a simon that you can shech. You don't have roiv of a simon. If half the simon is geshochten, you have to be able to shech. Shecht roiv of the simen, and here half is geshochten, so you don't have any simen that's roilish. So the whole, the first two chishboinis of Rashi, that one simen be good, let's be, there's no good simen over here. Because half is geshochten already. There's a moiridike ha'ore from the Teferis Yaakov, we had a Gemara before, said, Chatzi simen pogum. The Gemara said, if half of the simen is pogum and you moist up a little bit more, it's good. It's good. That's what the Gemara says. So what's the problem? Well, you have to, so half of the simen is geshochten. So you just moist up a little bit more. This is Akasha that Tver Shakib asks on Taisvis. Somehow, Al Kaponim, this is a Kasha. So Memeila, so to Abba Akaponim, we have to understand the Imbekad Vom, it seems there's a difference, if it's a Din Shochet, if it's Mamish Pogum, I don't know. Abba Akaponim, Taisvis held, if half of the Simen is Geshochten, this Simen cannot be any more Geshochten, it's Apostle of Simen for Shrit. So Memeila, so Taisvis says, if that is the case, so let's go to the first Rashi, Shaila, let's be matter with one simon. So Rashi says, you can't be matter with one simon. So Taisa says, and shuldik. That the shal can be matter. You don't have one simon. Each of the simon is half kishach. Then Rashi, the second pilpul. Maybe we have two simon, let's be mitzarev this simon with the previous simon. So Rashi says, it's the psul of Shia. So Taisa says, vafilu loy hoisa, Shia peiselas peshrite. ein shaykh lahat even the khatsi haguf shel vlad habo mikoyach imoy lo inish khat klar. So Taisa says, since half of the behemah needs chita, so the Taisa Rosh for Zeus, the base chatzoy simon, amein amilam latiroi. That means I have an animal, that half of the animal needs chita, mitzad the aim, and I don't have any simonim to shech. That's what he's talking about shehiya. That's that. Fine. Now Rashi said a third thing. Rashi said that this does not go alibi the Rav. That Rav said that afilu you have, we had before Gemara. We had before Gemara that you had a behemoth that had inside of it a bentes. Inside of it a bentes, and you shechted the aim. So, Rabami said, so it's fafal, the shechites a aim affects the vlad. And a shchita streife is not matter, so it's fatalim. So it's shochot mitzad shchita sa'im, and the shchita sa'im cannot be matter the vlad. So it's also. And Rava said, "Dalet simonim achshebe rachman." So Rava said, "No. Taki shochten. Pshat is the Torah said." That it can become nitter, but if for some reason you can't use the shchita same to be matter, it is his own two simon, not his two simon and magishah. So Rashi said, Rav Misharshi doesn't hold like Rav. According to Rav, so what Pshat it's I don't have simonim to shech. You zich have simonim to shech. It has its own simonim, the Ben Peku, it doesn't need shchita. But you can always shecht its own simonim. That's what Rashi had said. So Taisvah says, no, that's not the pshat. Afilu man da oma le'el dalit simonim achshe be'rachmone moi da hoche. So Taisvah says, Rashi is mixing up two sugyas. The Gemara before held that dalet simonim achshe berachmona. Here there's no such thing. The hosam shchita streifa lahave shchita, but kan have kilo nishchet chetzioi. Period. So now, Tosfos says, we yesterday mentioned Rav Chaim, and l'chayre shitas ha-Tosfos is like Rav Chaim, there's a chesorin in the shchita of a treife. That means a shchita of a treife is a shchita gerua. It cannot be matter the behime ba'achile. It can only be metairet mitumas nevela. So Tosfos says, so if there's a chesorin in the maise shchita, that's cut over there. That means it's a shchita only litair. It's not a shchita lahata bachila. So lemaise, there was missing in the shchitas her aim. Because it was a treife. So therefore, whatever was missing in the shchitas aim, you can shech now the vlad. There never was a shchita that was mata bachila. That's pshat l'rove. That means that zicher. That when you shech the aim, so it's ke'ilu nishchitu asimonim of the vlad. But a shchita of a treif is not considered a maise shchita lahata bachila. So it's like a great B shchita. It's a halfway shchita. The Taisa said before a loshen, it's halfway shochot, and it's not completely shochot. So thereof it said, it's not completely shochot, so whatever was not geshochten mitzad the aim, you can shechted mitzad the vlad. That's what he said, valet simonim achshe beirachmone. But, over here we're speaking about that the father was a ben pekue, and his aim, there was a nemesis shchite by his mother. So Mamela his simonim are mamish geschochten. If his simonim are mamish geschochten, so then it's impossible to shech the vlad. So that's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Alokan have a kilo nishchat chetya. Period. Umoide nami lesugye dereish pirken. Tosfos says, apilo according to Rove, that Rove holds talet simonim achsher beirachmone, you could always shech the vlad, gabi mao lachish, lochush, lezari, shel uber. Let us see the lezari, shel uber. Let's see the sheet, mekibetzes beis, the mashmed, the eva, hayoitze, ein leitakone, beshrite. The hosama simonim, kishchutim, beshuv, ein benei shrite, lahata klum, lapeirish akuntres, kulu, hisugye, doloi kevosei, Vizel doichik. So now let us just explain what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying as follows. Tosfos is saying that we had a shaila as follows. Ben Pekue was Bo Alabas Pekue, but they both had a similar characteristic, that Bishas Shchite was Hoitzi Yodoi. So one Yad was not Mutter Bishchite. Not because Mutter in the Shchite's aim, because it was Hoitzi Yodoi. That was the case. So the Gemara calls a Shaila, now their child, what will be with the Yad of the child that's born, is the Yad also the Yad Mutter. So if you say Dalit Simonim Akshe Barachmone, so what's the problem? So let's shech the Vlad. The Vlad, so Apollo will say that the Yad of the Vlad that's born is Torn Shchite, the Vlad, the Yad is Torn Shchite, but let's shech the Vlad now. Dalit Simonim, good, the Shchite's Haim doesn't help on the Yad, but let's shech now. So you have to say it's not going according to Rove. Tosfos says it's a doichik. The way I'm saying it's very good. If there was a complete shchita, so then there's no concept whatsoever to shecht over again on the blood. The whole concept of Dalet Simonim Achsheba Rachmone was only said when there was a shchita gerua, a chatzi shchita, by a shchita streife, but if there was a complete shchita, you can never shech the blood. Fine. Now we're going to go back to the machlokes Rab Shimon Shizuri and the Chachamim. We had the Chachamim hold that even though Meiker Adin, a ben tes, that's a ben pekue, if you shechted the mother, so the ben tes does not need shchita anymore, because the Shchita Saim helps. But Midarabonon, if this Ben Tes went out of the aim and started walking, so since it's difficult to differentiate between this Ben Pekue and all other animals, you'll say this, you don't have to shech this, you do this, other animals, they have to shech. So the Rabbonon said, if it's Hitris Agabikarka, you have to shech this Midarabonon. That was Shchita's Chachamim. And Rabbi Shimon Shizuri says that it's not true. They weren't machmer. Mika din, you don't need shchita, you don't need shchita. Fine. Omar Abaye. So Abaye said, Hakel moide, afilu de chachomim, who hold that they were geyser, that a ben pekua needs shchita midarabona. Bekolut ben pekua Shemuta. What happens if you have such a case? You had a kosher animal. You had a kosher animal. You had a poro, a rochu. Right? You had a poro, and it had a child, a ben pekue. And this ben pekue was a kolot. That means it had feet like a gomel. It wasn't mafris parsa. Very, an interesting phenomenon. It doesn't happen. Happens once and who knows when. So al kaponim, and the din is it's kosher. We paskin it's kosher. The ma'ase it doesn't have some money. But the ma'ase it's an eagle. It's kosher. So it doesn't have not mafris pars. It's called it, but it's kosher. It's a kosher animal. And it was a ben peku also. So Abaye said, now this animal was. When this animal got born, everyone was talking about it, right? It was born, that's an eagle, that's a kolot. It was spoken about. And so when they spoke about it, so it was said with the whole history, you know, a kolot, a ben pekua, was born by Yenna. Like, the whole thing was it was nisparsim. So memele, so this people will remember. This animal, this kolot, which was a milsa that me, they'll remember was a ben pekua also. I mean, the whole chumra of the chachomim that you need shrita, as time as it was a ben pekua. Ben pekua was not such a, yerebeim uberes, yishechte daim, the uberes mutter. Here, that's osilach lufi, this marasayan, people will not remember that this is a ben pekua, and this doesn't need shrita, this doesn't need shrita. There they were machma. But if it was a kolot, so Mamela, this was a very milsa de tmiye. So Mamela, people remember the whole thing. The scholar, the ben pekuah. So Mamela, so here the chachomim are also moidi don't need shchita. That's the member of Abaye. Omar Abaye, hako moidi bekolot. That he did, wasn't mafris parse. In a ben pekuah, shemuta. My time, kol milsa de tmiye, midcha dchiri lo inshi. Something that's a Dovo Tamua people remember very well, so they remember the whole story. Let's see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Hakol Moedim, Tanikame, the Polig Ad Reb Shimon Shizur, Umatzrich Shchita Lahafris Agabi Karka Mid Rabbonon, Bahai Moedim, here will be Moedim, Mitchad Chiri, Koil Yoitzei Olav Meoz, when it was born, there's a Koil already, people are speaking kolut ze ben pekuah. This kolut was a ben pekuah. Umitoich shetmeyim al klitusoy. And since people are amazed and wondering about that it's a kolut, it's not mafris parse. Zeichen is kolut vav. So they remember the whole thing was a ben pekuah. So memele a kolut ben pekuah does not need Shchita filo according to the Rabbona. That's the first Lashon of Rabbona. Ike da Amri. Now there's a second Lashon of Rabbona. Second Lashon of Abaye, I mean. Ike da Amri, Omar Abaye. Hakel moidim bekolut ben kluto ben pekue shemuta. That means like this. We're talking about, and this was Mamish, case one in a million. That the mother was a kluta. The mother was a kluta. She was born from a poro, and she was a kluta. That she wasn't mafra's parsa. And now this mother had a child, a kolot. Mamish. This is mamish. One tmiya after another tmiya. And this child was a ben pekuah. So Mamela, so the second lotion, Lucheres Chaylik on the first lotion, he holds that the first thing could be is not such a milsa de tmiya to remember, but this thing, a kolut ben kluto, that those mamish, the mother was a kluta and he was a kolut, he was a ben pekuah, this they'll remember. My time, trei tmiyi mitcha dechiri inshi. Two tmiyas, that's it, people will remember. And Lamaise, so according to the Tanakame, it will be mutter. So Rashi, Ike da Amri Omar Abaye, Haka Moidim Bekolot Ben Kluta. Ba Oisa Kluta Pekua Oisa. Pekua means they tore open the Kluta. Vizeh HaKolot Nimtza Bo. It means that's the Taish Ben Pekua. Ben Pekua means was born through a Kriya Sa'im. It wasn't born after they shecht the Daim, so there's no late anymore. They tore open the mother. Ha'isa Kluta Pekuta Ha'isa, there was torn open. B'zeh Kolot Nimtza Bo. Fine. Zuk the Gemara Vaita. Omar Ziri, Omar Rab Chanina, Alochek Rab Shimon Shizuri. We pass on like Rab Shimon Shizuri, you don't need Shrita. V'chein hoye Rab Shimon Shizuri mater b'noi, u ben b'noi, atzoy kol adoyres. That means like this. If you're going to have a ben pekua, that's going to be bo alabas pekua, and they're going to have a child, which is also a ben pekua, and this child will be bo'ala bas pekua. And then again we'll have the same pattern, that child will be a ben pekua, will be bo'ala bas pekua. So at soif kol adoires, you don't need shchita. So that means, even though, I mean, the shchita sa'aim was 300 years ago, 300 years ago you shechted the aim and you had, this was a ben pekua. So all the generations of this ben pekuah at Seif Kolodeiris, if it's bo alabas pekuah, will never need shchita, which is amira de kechidish. That means, we're talking about osi lachlufi. I mean, bishloim the ben pekuah alone. No, good. They shechted the aim and don't know it's a ben pekuah. Here you have five generations later, who's going to go to town hall to look up the yichus of this vlad to see that the elder zayda was a ben pekuach. I mean, it's meiridik. It's Rav Shimon Shizuri said it's mutter. It's mutter. We didn't make zayres. It's mutter. Meikadin. It's mutter. There's no zayres. That was the chiddush of Rav Shimon Shizuri. Rechein oi b'shimit shuzuri mata b'bnoi u ben b'noi atzoi kol adoyos. Rabbi Yochanan in Oma, Rabbi Yochanan said, no, please. Hu muta, a ben peku is muta. U b'noi osa, I mean, so much to say, this is really a shrek. I mean, you're going to be matter of, you're going to be, take up a hame, you can eat it without shchita, because you know, 5 days before, it was, it's a ben ach, a ben of a ben pekuah, so a meila, so how can you do such a thing? I mean, this is mamish apachad noire. So meila, this yizich after shech. Now the Gemara relates an incident. Ada barchovu havalei ben pekuah, the nofu, duva, other the geris daiva, which is a zeiv, olei. A zeiv came and fell at him and went in and Rashi says he was toiref this ben pekuah. Also lekame de Ravashi. So he came to Ravashi. It's very shocking. Wants to say, we'll see. Perhaps Tosfos wants to say pshat. I mean, we're telling an incident over here. Rav Adam Achove came to Rav Ashi, we'll see a shell as a ben pekuah, what to know, do you shecht it, don't you shecht it, you paskin like you paskin like Rav Shimon Shizuri, you paskin like the Chomei, that was the whole deen over here. So the Tver Shakib wants to say, it could very well be, pshat, like the Gemara gives Akdoma, Maisa, Zeid went, it was Teirifit, and so he said, it could very well be that this Rav Adam Achove, he knew there's a machlokes, Rav Shimon Shizuri and the Chachamim. But he had no intent to shecht the behemah now. Well, it's going to work now for 5-10 years. The later, when he decides to shecht it, he'll go and ask a Rav HaShayla how it should be noyed. But Lamaise, something happened. A Zeiv was toyref. It was pretty serious. It might die. So Memele, so he had a shecht it now. So right away. So the Shayla was noyik, all of a sudden, you had to find out what you do. Do you shecht it? You don't shecht it. That's how the Teferet Yaakov wants to say pshat. Lule Ptosis doesn't learn like that. Okay. Bekitza, so the behemah, this behemah's ben pekuah, you had to take care of it pretty soon. Also, lakami de Ravashi. So he came to Ravashi. Yes, Ravashi, what do you do? You shecht it. You don't shecht it. I mean, what you do? Amalei, zil shochtei, shechtet. Chomim say, mechuyiv to shechtet. I mean, it's at marasayin, at vashilach lufet. Amalei, so he wasn't daunted at the sazay. Amar ziri, amar abchnina loche, kerem shemin shizuri. They told me to shechtet, so I mean, Ramziri says, Rabchanin says, Alochek Rab Shimon Shizuri. V'chein noy Rab Shimon Shizuri mata b'mnoy ben b'nei atzai kol adoyres. V'afilu Rab Yoichen loy koma ala b'nei, avol iyu loy. So Memele, so he didn't like this psak of good, he wanted to make sure, but the Ravashi says you have to. So he told him, Ravada Barchove told him, he said, he told me you have to shecht it, you know, Ziri Omar Abchanin Alochiv Shemin Shizuri. Rabbi Yechanan also said Alochiv Shemin Shizuri. It's only Chaylik by B'noi Ben B'noi. Omalei, so on this last kasha, he told him, Rabbi Yechanan Ledivri Rabbi Shemin Shizuri Koma. He said, no, you misunderstand. Rabbi Yechanan does not like Rabbi Shemin Shizuri. Now he said, Afilu, according to Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, he can only be matter the Ben Pekur. He can't be matter more than the Ben Pekur. Afilu, according, I don't hold like Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, period. But Afilu, according to Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, can only assume the Kul, he don't have to shecht the Ben Pekur, but the Doiris is he have to shecht. But no, Rai Rabbi Yechon Apasas like Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. No, Rabbi Adar Bar Chava was determined. So he told the further, but Omar Robin Bar Chanina, Omar Ule, Omar Rab Chanina, Loch Yab Shimon Shizuri. So this was the Taisus, Shal Zechwanim. First he told him, Ziri said, Rab Chanina said, Loch Yab Shimon Shizuri. Now he told him, Ule said, Rab Chanina said, Loch Yab Shimon Shizuri. He said this already. So Taisus says that that's Antike Kash. Veloi Oi, Elokol Mokim, this is the new Kash. Alakol Mokim Shishona Rab Shimon Shizuri b'Mishnaseinu Alochi Kemoise. There's a klal. You have a klal. Whenever we have in a Mishnah Rab Shimon Shizuri, we pass him like Rab Shimon Shizuri. Om Alei. So Rabashi told him, Ano ki ho svirli. I wish to disagree with this klal. We do not pass him like Rab Shimon Shizuri whenever we have in the Mishnah. There's no such klal. The Omar Rabbi Yonason, Halacha ke Rab Shimon Shizuri, b'mesukin u'betrumes ma'ase shodmai. There's only two cases that Halacha we passing like Rab Shimon Shizuri, a mesukin, we'll see some of the case, trumes ma'ase shodmai, but like this, we don't passing like Rab Shimon Shizuri, so memele, so it's finished, so we don't pass, I'm telling you we don't passing like Rab Shimon Shizuri, passing like the Chacham, and you need shchit, and a guten Tag, you need shchit. So now the Gemara says, which are the two cases that we pass on Rab Shimon Shizuri? So case number, Mesukin Disna. Berishayna ha-ya-imrim ha-yaytzi be-koyla. A person was going out to the gallows. They're killing him. He's going to be killed by the Malchus. Va-omar kisvu get li-ishti. So he's going out, they're taking it already. So he tells, kisvu get li-ishti. His wife shouldn't be zakat liyibum. This is a big ha'or over here. Isha said, kisvu utnu, kisvu get. What's going to help kisvu? The get will be written. So we say, harei elu yichtuvu v'yitnu. No, he's too bold to tell the proper lotion. But he says, kisvu, he means, we have to understand what his intent is. It means kisvu utnu. That was one halach. Chazr olayma, then they said another halach. Someone is going on the ocean, or someone's going into the midbar. Also, so he's right away, he's in the midbar, and he says, kiss forget li. It's also the same thing. He's also, that is also bahul, and that he said, kiss we meant kiss vutna. Abshimin Shizuri yoimer af ha-mesukim. Abshimin Shizuri said, a person who's a mesukim, it means, no, he's less bold. Good, he's a mesukim, it's the matzav is critical, but he's not so bohul than the first two. Rab Shimon Shizuri said, he said kisvu. Also, I assume that the reason he didn't say tnu, because he was bohul, machmas machlosoi, and you also kaisme benois. That's one Rab Shimon Shizuri, we pass him like that one. Another one. Trumes meiser shel demai. Now, this nan, Trumas Maisha shall Dmai Shechozro Limkoima. It means like this. Dmai is you buy Tfuah from Amoritz. Let's be Megashim Dinyin. You go to the Amoritz, yes, the Amoritz, you mafrish Maisha. What do you think I am? An amoritz? Yeah, zich mafresh meis. Right? Okay. So, it's mafresh meis. But we don't trust him, even though Eva no rats masrim, but we're machna. Fine. So he went and he was mafresh meis arishin. Let's make it interesting. Let's see, he was a levi, he was mafresh meis arishin, he was mafresh trumas meis, and then everything got mixed up again with what he bought. The whole thing got mixed up. Chosalim Kaima, the whole thing got mixed up. Let's make the mice interesting. He was a lady. A lady bought the mice from Amoretz. And it's so nice to be Mafresh mice and Trumas mice. So it's Mafresh mice and Trumas mice. Then all of a sudden, so everything got pushed back into the tvua that he bought. So now it's bitter. Now, this Trumas mice in the tvua, and in Alati Trumas Maisa, it's also, he doesn't know where it is. And it's a big hefset. It's not bottle, as she says, because a Truma becomes bottle, the Ech of the May, and there's only May over here, so it's a big hefset. So Rab Shimon Shazuri said, I'm really kikulish. Maisa Shalmash Chosom Koyme, Rab Shimon Shazuri, Oyma Afbachel, Shoyaloi v'oichloi al pi. We'll see it in Tosfos exactly. So it's bitter. It's a bitter mice. The mu is, he won't be able to eat it. And it's a big hafsid. So Shimon Shazuri said, Akule, go back to the moicher. We'll see the nusach. But the grain said, go back to the moicher. Did you tell me that you were mafresh mice? He said, yeah, sure, it's mafresh mice. Fine. So we're soymech now on the amire of the Samaoret. The Chas of Chak over here, and B'mokim Mefsed, and he's allowed to eat it. Really, if he was Mafresh Maisa, so the Maisa is gone, the Trumas Maisa is gone, so Mamela was Samech on him. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Havalei Ben Pekue, Sheniskayim, it was the grew, the Godel, the Nofo Duvalei, Hazev Tofe, V'loi Yochel Oy Lichyais. Zil shachte karbon dame hifris agabi kake ton schite va fil rab yechne le kapole gle de zirele bim nay bim sukne betum es mai shod mai besulay shmine me nay hifris agabi kake ton schite hayts be kayle shne schay misel malchus kis fu af agab do yom atnu im do idin zayt nu dayte sheyit nu lo vason shluchim he made them shluchim to give af legarish so she bol al nafshi was vatumul so he said kis va meforish min hayishuv liyam va yitz be sheyar al midboris ha mesukin mitoy choye tumes maishe shel dmai she chos cholim kaima va rei hein mit demoy now it's bitter now you have it's mixed up trume with chulim shein trume oile ala be'echad ameya you need echad ameya Kanein kan elameya, v'reyu hefzit godol, so big hefzit. Af b'choyl, so the choyl v'ein kan takone, there's no takon over here, yikilu loy chachomim lismech ala ma'oretz l'shoy loy misa t'vui shamocholoy v'oichol l'apiv im omar asartim. If this ma'oretz will say, I gave myself, so you can rely on him. V'hoi denok et af b'choyl, mishum diktoni reishet. The beginning of the Mishnah says as follows. Halakeich peiris miyad she'einoi nemen ala maisri. The Reish is speaking about a different case. A person bought peiris from an amoris, v'shochach la'asroi d'mai, and forgot to be maisri. And it's Shabbos. In Shabbos he doesn't have what to eat. V'shoyaloi v'shabbos, so yesksim in Shabbos, you maisri the dos, the Mishim Kovit Shabbos itiru loy lismecholo. Als Kovit Shabbos they were make. Mamalei esartim v'echalapi v'isesuda levado. Als Kovit Shabbos oynik Shabbos he's allowed to eat it. V'lemaitzoi Shabbos loy echalat shiyasa. Ha'odiktoni lo da Rab Shimon Shazuri that af b'chol you can also be make over tzayef said merubi we can rely on the namonis of the amonis. Now let us see Taisa. The Nofal Doive Alei Zil Shochte. So Taisi said a tremendous problem over here. Taisi had a problem that Lemaise, Taisi understood that as Zayv, he was Matrefit. So he's Matrefit. So if you hold your paskan, and he told him, go Shech. So stimmt doch nicht. If you hold you need schiete, so you can't shecht a treife. I mean, so Tosfos says a meritike sach. Aber gab de sova ke rabono, even though Rabashi ozrik rabono li osa mishum drusus azei, de davke beschiete gozru de mefarsame, aber treifes di dei loy mefarsame kolkach. So Tosfos seems to learn halt maris ein. So Tosfos learned this. That the Chachamim said, you're not allowed to shecht, not allowed to kill a ben pekua, because this is mefusam with neko, you're killing it, you're not shechting it, and it doesn't do this in it's mefusam. So memele, so there's marasayim, people, he's eating a behemah without shechit. That it was a treife, not too many people know about it. It was a treife, I mean, that the zeid wasn't on show that it was a meister. So Mamela, not too many people will know about it. So here there's no chashash of Marasayim. So here was Samech Mikadin, Lamais Mikadin is Geshach. So it's a piece of meat that can become treif again. It's Geshach. So Mamela is al treif, I feel according to the Rabbonon, that's no problem. Because it's Geshach already. That's why we have to shecht it again, is because if he's going to kill it, and if nay amveide, it'll be marasayim. But the treifis, which is not mefusim, so there's no problem, they never made an issa. Ebekuntres perishnami, vloyoy yochalichyois, vlochishori, vcheinirat, leachinam ishmionim denofo duva alay. What is the matongas this maise? Mother doesn't say clearly it was a treifis, they say that's pshat in the maise. But it was a treife, and I feel according to the Chachamim, we you can check that even though it's a treife, because Meikar Adin, it doesn't need Shchita. Rama Rava Mama Chanina Lochim Shem Mishazuri, Lai Maisil Alam Mishim Veloyoi, Yilavochi, Maialim the Rava Midziri, the Ziri also said that Rama Chanina said Lochim Shem Mishazuri. Anoki Hai Svirali. So he told him, I hold like Rabbi Yonis, and we don't pass on that Shem Mishazuri. Bechen Kaimlo. The Postikan Alocha Lamaisil. And we rely on this Gemara, Lahadlik B'Shabbos, V'chol Shmonim. We madlik all Shmonim. Avagav, the Rav Shimon Shizuri, Kama Pekma Madlikin, V'Yitron B'Neif Tavke, he holds, you can only be madlik V'Yitron B'Neif. V'Yav V'Yitron Kama, Hanitana Kama. So, Zich Pshadon Rav Shimon Shizuri over there is only Yitron B'Neif. And we madlik with all Shmonim, it's because we don't pass in light Rav Shimon Shizuri. Av b'chayu shoylei v'oich loy alpiv. V'Yerushalmi mefarish. Now, the Yerushalmi says that Rashi said, we're soymech and amoritz, because it's a hefsed merubah, like a hefsed merubah, so then, the Yerushalmi doesn't say that. Yerushalmi mefarish she'emes dimua ala amoritz, kivin shehufrish chomo b'einav yosek shechayzer misarit. That means Amoritz, Tevel, no, it's only Tevel. But if I come and tell him that he was Mafrish Trumas Meiser and the Truma fell in, that's a really Amoritz also, he gets heart palpitations already, and then I'll tell him the truth. That's what the Yerushalmi says. But time the Tanakamad was Shori Ela B'Shabbos. The Tanakamad says we're only Mata B'Shabbos. Polik B'Yerushalmi. Chadoma Mivnei Kvod Shabbos. One Madioma says, Alt Kvoit Shabbos. Alt Kvoit Shabbos they were making. Rechad Oma, Bidnei She'ema Shabbos Olo. Amirdike Yerushalmi, that an Amoritz, during the week, is Eindach, about Shabbos, it's very scary. So in Shabbos, you ask him, Shabbos, he doesn't say lies. During the week, Shabbos is, they bring lies from this, that an Aveira in Shabbos, they bring a mitzvah in Shabbos is moiridik big, and an aveira in Shabbos is also moiridik big. So Shabbos, and Amoritz will not do aveira. So he asked him if he was mafresh, meiser, or not, heim is Shabbos alo. Vu oim eremes, Shabbos will tell the truth. Uporich, frekli yisharmi, di heim is Shabbos alo, odetanya, meitzoi Shabbos lo yoichalat sheyasa. We learned meitzoi Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat at Sheyasa. We aim at, if you learn according to the second shot, we aim at MS Amai Loy Yoichel. So the Yerushalmi answers, This is the way the Goyim says Pshat in Shneis Eliyo and the Mai. Mnei Shein Shabbos Olav Be'emo. So the Goyim says Pshat like this. There are Amaratzim which have Eime Shabbos Olav. He says the Heter of Eime Shabbos was Betziref of Kovet Shabbos. That means in Shabbos we were Seimech, he said Erlech Amoretz, and he won't say Elai Shabbos. And then there's also a Cheshbon of Kovet Shabbos. When it comes Maitzoy Shabbos, so then already we're not Seimech on Eime Shabbos. Maybe it's from the Amaratzim that don't have Eime Shabbos also. If you hold out Kovet Shabbos, so they were matter the mai. So the Yashami says al yedei ila. That means you lachayri you ask him al yedei ila. The Goyin says pshat that if you go over to the Amoretz, you tell him, you know, I'm not choshed you chas v'shalom. You know, you get, you're a businessman, you're a wholesaler, you get from a lot of people, maybe you were very torut, you got from an Amoretz, and you didn't ask him if he was mafresh, you are not choshed, but maybe you were torut, you're not repeating the question, you're asking a new question, I never asked you to begin with, I was not choshed you, Amoretz, but you know, maybe it could be, or maybe you were told, and perhaps you forgot. So Ayidei Ila, it's not, we're making a new reason to be Moirim. Right for it, Tanine Shaila B'choil, Layoichel, right for it, Tanine Shaila B'choil, Layoichel B'Shabbos, L'man Da Omar, if he asked him B'choil, Layoichel B'Shabbos, the mother of the Yekov B'Shabbos, the Mai Layoichel B'Shabbos, another thing, that this whole heter of Kovet Shabbos was only said if he forgot to be mafresh and now it's Shabbos already. But if he asked him b'chol and he told him that it was mafresh everything, then you'll not teach Shabbos, because then you're amazing. The whole heter of Kovet Shabbos was, if you didn't have any eitzes and now it's Shabbos already, so then you can be soymech. Only Shoyaloi B'Shabbos, not Shoyaloi B'Chayim.